On an unseasonably cold day in late April, a group of high school students from Washington, D.C. got into Lake Pontchartrain to help save the wetlands that border it. Rumia Ravi was one of the 10th graders on a service learning field trip from Washington International School to learn about and help restore Louisiana's wetlands.
We didn't know that the saltwater, you know, the saltwater intruding on the freshwater was such a problem. We didn't know that the coastline was disappearing this dramatically.
The students were working with the LSU Ag Center's Youth Wetlands Program along a section of Lake Pontchartrain in St. Charles Parish. Mindy McCallum Brooks demonstrated how to plant smooth court grass, a plant typically found in Louisiana marshes that can tolerate both fresh and salt water and is ideal for rejuvenating eroding wetlands like this one.
So it'll basically build the land by holding on to the dirt and increasing the amount of dirt that kind of stays in that area where they're planting.
The wetland planting was just one part of a trip designed to get the youngsters to understand the importance of Louisiana's coast. Chuck Paradin with the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority.
Our estuary system in Louisiana is really the breeding ground for 90% of the seafood that's commercially caught in the Gulf of Mexico. So it's important that people in the rest of the nation know that how important Louisiana is to them for seafood, for energy, for transportation of goods.
These students had classmates working on other service learning projects with Habitat for Humanity and the Second Harvest Food Pantry in New Orleans. 10th grader Trevor Moore.
I chose wetland restoration because for me the coast is something that's really important, and I've worked on other service projects outside in the environment before like this.
The students seemed very moved by the work they were doing and forged a connection with Louisiana. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.